Hare Krishna. So welcome all of you in this unique, inspiring forum of medical doctors.
We also have some volunteers from different colleges. There are volunteers.
Okay. Wow. Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mary, for coming this Sunday morning. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupak Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So first we will discuss something spiritual subject matter. Kartik month is coming closer. We need to also prepare our mind. Kartik month is very auspicious. Whatever one does in the month of Kartik, whatever he does in previous months, the same thing if he does in month of Kartik, 100,000 times more benefits are available by doing the same thing in the month of Kartik. And if you do it in the holy dham like Vrindavan, then you can multiply it by another 1,000. That is how much? You can tell me later on. But suffice to know, it is a lot. So it is like a great grand reduction sale by the Lord. Somehow the Lord is always trying His best to attract us, to give us His blessings, to offer Himself to us, to give all possible benefits spiritually to us, uplift us, make us happy, release us from miseries. That is why He does all these things. Now we are experiencing Navratri, also very auspicious period, very powerful period. Mother Durga Devi is every single day blessing to all the devotees. Those who are not spiritual, they feel that some material benefits should be gathered from her. But those who are devotees of scriptures, devotees of Krishna, and they understand scriptures, they understand perfectly the role of Devi in connection with the Lord and connection with our lives. She is here to reduce all the obstacles, remove all the obstacles, give us blessings to serve the Lord. And it ends with Dashera, the very auspicious Ramachandra Vijayotsava. The Lord Ramachandra got victory over Ravan, the evil. Our life is simply wonderful. You know the reason why Indian continent, at least little earlier, didn't have any depression as prevalent as Western world? Any idea you have why Indian continent in the past did not have as much depression as Western countries had? Utsav, utsav and utsav. Our country is utsav priya country. You end one utsav and immediately next utsav starts. There is no time to think and get depressed. So much of happiness, so much of organization, so much of coming together, so much of making the content, you know, drama practice and singing and dance and stories and decorations and offerings and so many auspicious things coming around. Where is the place for depression? In the Western countries, no utsav. Only in Christian countries once in a year, in Muslim countries twice in a year. Whole the year there is no festival. So naturally when you are having no festival and you are not in link with the Lord, only what comes to you is frustration and depression. Utsav is meant for us to connect us with the Lord. That is the very purpose of Utsav. Utsav is not meant for entertainment or enjoyment. Enjoyment, entertainment come as by-products of the very purpose of Utsav. When Utsav is performed in right consciousness, you are fully entertained. You are fully blissful. You forget what is misery in your life. Those who are busy in organizing a festival, they forget everything what they are suffering from. That is a very wonderful thing to know. Our culture is so rich. Still our antennas are directed toward West. Unfortunately. There's so much interest in Star Plus and Z, whatever. I don't know. So many things contaminating our culture. In crude language, removing our cultural clothes and making us culturally naked. So that their cultural clothes can be put on you. We should become very proud Indians. Very proud people who follow Indian culture, Vedic Sanskriti, which is based on devotion to God, which is based on spirituality, which is based on growth from within. That is our culture. So as soon as Dashara ends, immediately, how many days? 15 days, Sarat Purnima starts, Kartik month, and then 20 days when Diwali starts. And Diwali is a big cluster of so many holy occasions together. So Kartik is one of the best months one can experience spirituality and Lord's blessings. So one must prepare one's consciousness for receiving Kartik. Not on the day when Sharad Purnima, oh, Sharad Purnima is coming. Now I will think. We all are supposed to take some vratas in Kartik because of, it is said that if you take up a vrat in Kartik, what is a vrat defined as? A mild inconvenience, willfully accepted to please the Lord. Little inconvenience, you know, something which you are not comfortable with, you accept willfully with your desire, your plan, but for the pleasure of the Lord. That also can be called as austerity. Even austerity is defined in the same way. But austerity can be a long term. Vrat is always a short term. Maybe 15 days, 20 days, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, like that. And when one performs a vrat for the pleasure of the Lord in the month of Kartik, all your vratas that you have done previously become fruitful. They gain their fruits, not materially, spiritually. And if you do not take a vrata in month of Kartik, my dear friends, listen carefully. All the vratas that you have done in the past become fruitless. So if you are very spiritually selfish and calculative, please do the vrata of Kartik month. So that all that you have done in the past, knowingly or unknowingly, will gain fruit for your spiritual life. Kartik is so powerful. That is why we visit holy places in Kartik. We reside in the holy place, drop everything down for a few days, absorb ourselves in the holy name, in Harikatha. And hearing visiting the holy places where Lord performed his pastimes, meeting devotees, interacting with them, taking bath in holy river like Jamuna or Ganga, Saraswati or Godavari, taking prasad of the Lord, taking darshan of the Lord, just remaining absorbed in the memory of the Lord, remembrance of the Lord. So Kartik month has got lots of stories for that month. And the prime story of the month of Kartik is Damodar Leela, where Sri Krishna was bound by love by his mother Yashoda. And that his being bound by mother Yashoda's love is being sung throughout the universe. How the Supreme Lord, who actually through his agencies binds everybody else, gets bound by love of his devotee. How he does not care for opulence which people offer or sometimes show to impress him, but he is impressed only with the love of the heart of a devotee. He is not impressed by any position or power. He is only impressed by simplicity of the heart. So Damodar Leela is very instructive. We can go for hours and hours to describe Damodar Leela. But suffice to say, Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, becomes so subordinate to the extent of being punishable by his mother. And being subordinate is fine. But taking a stick in the hand and punishing and threatening, and then actually punishing by binding and leaving him alone and going, I have a lot of work now. You stand here now. Everybody should go away. Like that. And to the extent the Lord is trembling in fear. one who is feared by the fear personified. He is trembling with tears in eyes and perspiration on forehead, looking at the stick in the hand of Mother Yashoda. Sometimes it looks like, isme kya badi baat hai? He is acting. Everybody is acting. They are all told how to do things. He is also doing things. But this is the manifestation of love. Even though it is, okay, you can justify it as drama. But that drama also is performed out of love. Just simply to attract us. The Supreme Lord, who is Supreme Lord all the time, but He can be your child. He can be your brother. He can be your friend. He can be your gotiyar. You know, you can play like a child with Him. You can climb on His shoulders. You can defeat Him in game. You can wrestle with Him. You can play with Him. You can eat His remnants, and He will eat your remnants also. This is only possible with Supreme Lord when He comes down in the material world exhibiting His pastimes. So it's one of the important pastimes. Then the beginning pastime is Sharad Purnima. When the full moon time and the auspicious Sharad season, Sri Krishna danced with gopis in the middle of the night, attracting their hearts, tender hearts, with beautiful fifth note of His flute. And everybody just ran away, giving up everything. The beginning of Kartik only is telling us the degree of surrender that the gopis had. They just dropped everything. It appears unsocial, actually. Is this what is expected from all of us? Drop everything and run? But that is the highest epitome. We are in progressive stage. We are gradually progressing. The ultimate is the gopis dropped everything. Whatever was supposed to be theirs in their connection to their families and to them, they dropped everything and they accepted what is supposed to be connected with the Lord. There is opportunity to serve the Lord. And in the most odd conditions, most unfavorable conditions, most opposing conditions, they ran and surrendered their lives to Krishna. And Sri Krishna asked them, how can you come like this? You are mothers, you are wives, you are daughter-in-laws, you are this, you are that, you have so many duties. You are supposed to be Vedic women, you are supposed to be cultured, and this is totally unacceptable behavior, coming in the middle of the night to meet a person who is not your husband. Absolutely bogus. So they said that the clothes that we removed long way back, you are asking us to wear it again. We have removed them long back. The clothes of family, the clothes of relationship, the clothes of selfishness, the clothes of duties, the clothes of dharma, everything we have dropped. And we have come to you, sarva dharmam parityajyam. And then Sri Krishna danced with them, gave them ultimate pleasure. What a jiva can experience in connection with the Lord. The highest experience. And that also is highest, but also in highest there is unlimited experience. In the realm of highest it is unlimited. That kind of experience Sri Krishna gave them for one night of Brahma contained in one night of earth. Gopis experienced one night of Brahma, but in the worldly calendar only one night got over. And the next morning everybody forgot from their home what they did, and they accepted them as they were before, as if nothing happened. Then comes appearance of Radha Kund. Sri Radha Kund is the topmost holy place in the whole creation of the Lord, as per the description of Rupa Goswami, appeared in this world. Sri Krishna declared, whoever will take bath in this water of Radha Kund will be as dear to me as my dear Radharani. This water is not water, is going to be liquid ambrosial love of the very love of my dear Radharani for me. Whoever remembers, whoever sees, whoever touches the waters, whoever takes bath, whoever serves, whoever resides at the banks of Radha Kund will be very dear to me and receive the mercy of Radharani. And that Radha Kund appear on the 8th, first Paksha of Kartik, Purnima to Amavasya, the month of Kartik, the first Paksha, that is 8th Ashtami, Radha Kund appeared in the middle of the night. It is said on the Radhashtami day, milk comes out from the bottom of Radha Kund, in the waters of Radha Kund. And people jump in the water in the middle of the night. It's a very, very beautiful place. Radharani is extraordinarily merciful in the area of Radha Kund. Unlimited mercy is available. What time, what mercy will be showered upon you, you may not know. So it is said when you enter Radha Kunda Ghira, you have to be spiritually ready to accept whatever blessing is going to come upon you. You can contain that blessing and mercy. Not just be ignorant and be unaware and just lose the mercy that is available there. And even Radha Kund, glory of Radha Kund can be spoken for hours together. All the holy saints of all the ashrams, all the sampradayas, all the movements, spiritual movements in this world have taken shelter of Radha Kund. All the principal deities of all the acharyas they have resided over there for some time. Majority of the acharyas perform their bhajan to make it more and more and more auspicious. So we are not so qualified to take bath in Radha Kund. But we can touch the waters of Radha Kund. We can worship Radha Kund. We can pray to Radha Kund. And we can chant the holy name at the bank of Radha Kund. We can remember Radha Kund while we are here. We can read the pastimes and hear the pastimes of Radha Kund. Then in this month, Sri Krishna lifted Govardhan Mountain. On a particular day, this comes this year on 12th of November, Sri Krishna performed Govardhan Puja, requesting his father, convincing his father, converted Indra Puja into Govardhan Puja. And he did the first ever parikrama of Govardhan. Before they offered the food, Sri Krishna led the parikrama of Govardhan, the ever first parikrama. The concept of Govardhan parikrama was established by Sri Krishna. And all the Brijvasis performed Govardhan parikrama. And then where we stay in Govardhan, that is Maheshwari Sadan. In front of that is Dan Nivartan Kund. From Dan Nivartan Kund, Anyur village is 1.5 kilometers. From that place to Anyur, 1.5 kilometers, it was filled with mountains of prasad. When we offer, it's like maybe 2,200 square feet area. And that also is like 4,000 people are preparing, 2,000 people are preparing. And that too, 1 or 2 feet of mountain. The huge mountains and huge lakes of lassi and sweets and kheer and juices and laddus and sweetmeats and rice and sabjis and namkeens and everything. For 1.5 kilometers, nothing could be seen except food. And Sri Krishna gulped everything in 1 second. Some people say he had 4 arms, he manifested a 4-arm form. Some people say he manifested 2-arm form. And within seconds he gulped. And immediately started asking, Anior, Anior, Anior. There's one gopi, she stays near Unchagaon. Her village is there, Unchagaon. And she was kind of little, Brijvasis are very unique. Even cows are very unique. When Krishna plays flute and calls everybody, some cows don't come purposely. So he goes down, goes to them and brings them lovingly, to their fold, and they all go back. It's like that. This gopi, when everybody was offering everything to Krishna in Govardhan Puja, she didn't come. She cooked everything in her village only, mountainous items. So Krishna just put his one band behind, extended it to about 25 kilometers and lifted everything and ate that also. And I forgot that name of the gopi. That name of the gopi is given to that village where gopi resided. So Sri Krishna accepted everything. And then onwards the rains came. And I think 7 days it rained. So you calculate, after Gopastami, the rain stopped and the mountain was kept down. In fact, when he was about to lift the mountain, the coward boys doubted, because this fellow is so naughty. Anyway, because of him only everything has happened. If he would have been little sober, all this wouldn't have happened. But we listened to him. Anyways, now he is telling, come with me. And where is he taking us? So they still followed him and they said, what are you going to do? So he said that I am going to leave Govardhan. I mean, suppose you have a son? How old is his son? 15-year-old. But when he was 3-year-old, suppose, 7-year-old, he says, Mama, I'm going to lift Govardhan Mountain. I'm going to lift Himalayas. I said, wow, very nice, very nice, very nice. Let's have some idlis. I mean, it's not possible. So they said, how it is possible? How would we believe you? So what he did, he took them to one tree. Very huge, expansive tree of Kadamba. Very huge. You have seen in Vrindavan, if you plant those trees in Bombay, they don't grow so wide. But in Vrindavan, they are really wide. Kadamba trees, what to speak of banyan trees, they are like sometimes few meters far, you know. So that huge kadamba tree trunk, he just twisted it like we twist our cloth when we wash them. Pani nikalte na. He twisted the whole trunk in front of their eyes. And they said, yes, yes, now we believe. That twisted tree is still there. It's called Eta Kadam. It is no more alive, but it is varnished and kept in a glass cupboard. And after that, Krishna, in the Pravishtavan, it is called Pravishtavan, where he did Pravesh, so it's Pravishtavan. There he entered in a cave. He went underground. Then he lifted it on his palm and then tossed it over his left smaller finger. And held it by 7 days. The beautiful most pastimes of Sri Krishna took place under the mountain. And in one of the drama, Giriraj Prabhu was a Brijvasi, I was a Brijvasi, running around. Rains in the month of Kartik. That was his dialogue, you know. I was also a Brijvasi in that. And such a sweet drama we performed. 7 days and 7 nights. All the most intimate, beautiful interactions of rasas between Krishna and Brijvasis in all different rasas. Everything took place under one roof of Govardhan. Govardhan was experiencing the torrential rain, musal dhar, like a musal, pillar like drops of rains, taking all the brunt. Why? Because the tip of the little finger of Krishna's left hand was touching from him below, giving him all the spiritual energy required to bear all the difficulties and still enjoy ecstasy. He was not suffering actually. He would have suffered if only rain would have fallen. But because Sri Krishna's tip was touching him, he never experienced any pain or any suffering. He simply was in ecstasy. And who suffered was Indra after doing all these things. And then he kept it down. Anyway, some other time we'll discuss what happened under the mountain in those days, in those 7 days. Suffice to say one thing. How did they last there for 7 days without food, without drink, without tea break, without small break and big break, without nothing, just simply observing Krishna. Because Sri Krishna is so beautiful, one of his four opulences in those last four, in 64. The last four are exclusive for Krishna only. And one of them is his beauty. One of them is Lila Madhurya, one of them is flute playing, one of them is love, Prema Madhurya, one of them is Saundarya, Rupa Madhurya. He's so beautiful that his beauty cannot be experienced, you know, paralleled by anybody. Even otherwise, on top of that, he stands in Tribhanga form, bends his body in such a beautiful way. On top of that, he is this time holding Govardhan Mountain on his left hand finger. On top of that, he is playing flute with one hand. And everybody is saying, don't play flute. Because when we know when flute, you play flute, everything shakes, everything melts. What if this falls down? When you become in ecstasy, you lose control. And he held that for 7 days. And that form of Sri Krishna holding the flute, playing the flute, holding Govardhan Mountain in Tribhanga form, so attractive that all the coward men, the Brijvasis, girls, ladies, boys, men, everybody was simply drinking the nectar through their eyes. And it was such a satisfying nectar, still they were not satisfied and they were drinking and drinking and drinking. What to speak of 7 days and 7 nights? If it was 700 days and 700 nights and 7,000 days and 7,000 nights, still they would have stood there without asking for a treat, milk or butter or anything. That is the power of the beauty of Krishna. Because of that 7 days they could stand there. So this is Govardhan Leela, the most beautiful. You know, if you read Govardhan Leela, only happiness and happiness and happiness you can feel. Then comes so many festivals are there. And Gopashtami comes, where Sri Krishna was given the charge of big cows for the first time at the end of the 5 years. You know something secret? He was 3.5 years old when he was given the charge of cows. Why? Because he always grew for 1 year, 1.5 years. So he was 5 years because he was 3.5 years. So 1.5 times is 5 years. As per His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Swami, as per Gopal Champu. So he was actually 3.5 years, but he completed 5 years growth. So he was given charge of the cows. And he went to the forest. And so many wonderful things happened that day. He got tired in the evening because it was the first day long excursion. Every day, you know, in Vatsapal Leela, when he was baby, he would take baby cows. And baby cows, by rule, are supposed to be taken only as much far as much Mother Yashoda can go to the mountain topmost point and see him. Dikhna chahiye. Uske aage nahi jana hai. So she would, in between, you know, get, she would always go up and down only. She hardly worked. Her only anxiety was, where is he? Where is he? What he must be doing? Is he getting tired? Is he eating? Is he hungry? Constantly she is going on the top of the mountain and watching. Oh, he is in Khadirban today. Oh, he is in this Motikund today. Oh, he is in this place today. So that was Vatsapal Leela, visible. And then somebody will go in between and also give something, afternoon meal. That afternoon meal was given in the far distance also. So in this point, this particular day, when he was given big cows don't graze very few kilometers. They go far off. So first time Krishna walked far off, naturally he got tired, you know. And obviously his tiredness was visible on his face. So when he was coming back home, the coward boys thought, what if Mother Yashoda sees him tired and he says, no, I will not send my Lala tomorrow. So he has to become cheerful. So he starts talking, singing songs and joking songs and poetries and funny things and everything. And they made him laugh and laugh and laugh. So that they wanted to make sure that when he comes closer to home, he should be laughing and laughing and laughing. The mother should say, my child is so happy. Tomorrow also I will send him. And that day, first time he climbed the Kadamba tree, the topmost point. And he played his sixth note. Fifth note he played for gopis. And sixth note, two things happen. One is mountains melt and the cows get attracted. Their ears stand upon, their tails stand upon. Eyes remain open, mouth remains open with either milk of the mother for the babies and for the elder cows, grass in the mouth. It is explained that the calf are sucking the milk from the mother and the milk is in their mouth cavity and they stop sucking. And the ears get raised. And the udder is in the mouth. Milk is in the mouth. And milk is dripping. And all the living entities are drinking that milk which is dripping from the calves of the mother, of the babies, baby cows. So many wonderful things when Krishna plays that flute. All the cows come running. He is playing on the top of the Kadamba tree. And everybody comes running. And some cows don't come. So he goes down and brings them. And then ceremoniously from Ter Kadamba, little distance, they all sing very nicely, making him laugh and happy, joking. And Mother Yashoda cannot wait because first day he has gone so far. So she is coming, running from top of the mountain. Everybody, Sakhis are running, all the paraphernalia of worship. Nanda Maharaj is coming running and come on the ground level. And they receive him. They come running in the lap of Mother Yashoda, not for the first Nanda Maharaj, on both sides. And they cross their legs and sit like this. Krishna is here, Balram here. Balram's right leg and Krishna's left leg crossing one another. And then there's like, what is Marathi? Aham Mahamika. Adimi Sangu ka Ajutu Sangte. Aaj kai jhala. So they're so eagerly describing today what happened, today this happened, that happened. And then they go back home. Gopashtami festival is very, very dear to Nandagaon Vasis. Extremely dear. One time Nandagaon Brajvasi Goswamis came to my house and that happened to be Gopashtami. Whole day they were on mobile. Abhi kaha hai? Abhi kaha hai? Today, now because the whole day festival is there. And finally they bring the cows at the bottom of their Kadamba. And they sing all the beautiful songs. They make jhaki of Krishna and go Balram. And they actually bring the cows to Nanda Bhavan. And such a beautiful festival. This is a Pakka Nandaka Basi can never miss that festival. So that happened in this month. So many festivals, you know, filled with, studded with beautiful, wonderful, loving pastimes. And we are supposed to just absorb our consciousness in this month, in all those beautiful pastimes. By reading, by hearing, by going there, by visiting, simply absorb your consciousness. We'll purify you of all the kalmashas. Wo kharbo janam mein jitne sanchit nahi ikatta kiye honge, sab nasht ho jayenge. And it's not the only benefit that we go to negate our, nullify our collected sins or collected punyas or whatever sanchit is there. This gives love, this gives prema for the Lord. The prema ankur, the prema deepak is lit in the heart by the mercy of this month. And Sri Krishna also loves this month because this month, Radharani owns this month. Urja Devi. Huh? It is She is the mistress of this month. And whoever serves Sri Krishna, whoever does anything spiritual for Krishna in this month, she is the one who blesses that person. That is why it is more auspicious. It is called Damodar month, but it is controlled by Urja Devi. Srimati Radharani. So, I wish you all of the best. To give your best to Sri Krishna and Sri Radharani in this month. So that our, you know, fallen lives in this material world, filled with birth, old age, disease and death, filled with so many sufferings, filled with such kind of tortures that we go through, everything can be nullified, you know. Life can become sublime. This one month of vrat that you perform, once even you perform this vrat, it will suffice for you to enter in the kingdom of God. It will assure you the entry in Golok Vrindavan. If you do one vrat in 1 year, in one lifetime, properly, systematically, with heartfelt feelings and devotion, it will qualify you to enter the kingdom of God. It will qualify for you to receive the love of Godhead in this very lifetime. So much mercy is given. Is it not true? Sages are performing tapasya for lifetime after lifetime. And still they don't see even the effulgence of the Lord. Here, with little bit we do in the month of Kartik, not only the effulgence, the personality, the love, the affection, the mercy, everything is available in the end of the life. Entrance in the kingdom of Godhead also is guaranteed. So I urge you that today is 18th of October and in 9 days we are beginning month of Kartik. Start planning for your vrata, what you would be able to do. In principle, do not accept a vrat which is very hard to follow. It should not be very disturbing to you. Why? Because you can do a hard vrata, but your consciousness goes in the hardness of vrata only. You keep remembering that sweet which you have left. You are supposed to remember Krishna after leaving that sweet. So do not take a very harsh vrat. Take a vrat which is little inconvenience for you. But don't do it too ritualistically, too hard. Accept it in a very sincere. And do not accept vratas like, you know, I mean, that's not bad, that I will give up sweet, and I will sleep on the ground, I will take cold bath, all these things you can take. But take vratas like, I will read one Bhagavatam sloka per day, I will recite one chapter of Bhagavad Gita per day, I will serve the devotees every day, I will do this every day. Spiritual activities you add in life, which you don't do otherwise. And this negative vrata is also good. It will help you to control your senses. But you know, do not get into that too much, so that your consciousness dwells only. It's like when you have a knee pain. Huh? Yes, Giraku. Your mind is only in knee only. You don't want your mind to go in knee. You want your mind to go to Krishna. So don't cause such kind of activities that your mind will go in those things. Are abhi itni yaad aa rahi hai wo sweet ki jo maine chhod diya hai. अरे याद तो कृष्ण की आनी चाहिए आपको, तो स्वीट की आ रही है. सो थिंक अबाउट इट एंड टेक व्रत वेरी इंटेलिजेंटली एंड टेक अ स्पिरिचुअल व्रत, एक्टिव पॉजिटिव व्रत विच यू कैन डू एक्चुअली. इट्स नॉट टू ट्रबलसम फॉर यू, बट डू इट रेगुलरली एवरी डे सिंसियरली विद लव एंड डिवोशन एंड डिजायर, सो दैट श्री कृष्ण इज प्लीज्ड एंड देन योर व्रत इज सक्सेसफुल. सो विद दिस फ्यू वर्ड्स आई विल एंड माई टॉक. And wish you from my bottom of my heart a very successful vrat of month of Kartik, with successful vrat performed in perfect loving consciousness, willful consciousness. And let may Sri Radharani, Sri Krishna bestow upon you all that is desirable in the month of Kartik. Srimati Radharani ki, Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra Bhagavan ki.